as outdoor track and field begins. Blue Water area seniors will be wrapping up their high school athletic careers, ready to run, jump, or throw for the last season in their high school jersey. On today's podcast, we'll talk to a local athlete who graduated in 2023 and has almost a year of collegiate running under his belt. We will hear about his experiences and find out what his advice is to the class of 2024. Spoiler alert, he's also my kid. Hello, and welcome to the very first Blue Water Running Podcast. I'm your host, Maren, and I am very excited, and if I'm being sincere, a little nervous, to be launching a podcast, which is a new endeavor for Blue Water Running. Since I started the website in August of 2023, I've primarily focused on race reports and athlete features via the bluewaterrunning.org website and social media sites. But today, I am hitting the ground running with both feet to give our followers a new format to stay up to date on all the fantastic athletes in the Blue Water area. Today, we will be chatting with Camden Kuhn, a 2023 Armada graduate and a current freshman at Spring Arbor University. Camden runs cross country, indoor and outdoor track for the Cougars, and had a strong first year thus far. He was the team's top runner several times throughout the cross country season and cracked the top 10 all-time list with an 8K personal best of 25:41. During the indoor track season, he was named the Crossroads League Athlete of the Week and also claimed a conference title in the mile, running 4:12. His distance medley relay placed third at the NAIA National Indoor Championships, breaking the school record and earning All-American status in a time of 9:55. Fun fact, Camden's uncle was on the previous DMR school record relay team. Full disclosure here, Camden is my oldest child. However, despite our relationship, he is a Blue Water area runner and his accomplishments speak for themselves. If you're trying something new, it's usually best to start with what you know. Talking with Camden gave me a risk-free opportunity to work through the technical details and glitches of the very first podcast. And trust me when I say there were quite a few. Hopefully, our trial and error will help create a better podcast experience for our future episodes and guests. I appreciate your support and understanding as we dive for the first time into the world of podcasting. All right, welcome to the podcast, Camden, and thanks for joining us today.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Well, you are now almost through your first year as a collegiate athlete, so I'm wondering what so far has been your favorite experience or experiences that you would share with us?
I don't know, just the best part about college is you have just kind of like a tight team. I mean, it's not the same as high school because everyone's like there because they wanted to run in college. Like they wanted to run at the higher level. So I would just say one of my favorite experiences so far is just getting tighter with the team and just doing everything with the team, like, you know, going to coach's house for dinner or just going to meets and hanging out all day, playing cards at the meets, just stuff like that. Like, it's just really fun being tight with all my team members. So
do you feel like there is a different level of dedication or commitment to your team from collegiate athletes versus what you've experienced in high school?
Definitely. I think as a collegiate runner, I've noticed that all my teammates will work hard no matter how much like pain they're going through, I guess, if that makes sense. Like in workouts, we'll all push ourselves like limits. Whereas in high school, a lot of people didn't really care as much and they didn't like care about pushing themselves as hard as they could. Whereas in college, we're all trying to get as good as we can get. So, I mean, part of that is just putting yourself through as much pain as you can, really, I think, like, especially in workouts and long runs, like, that didn't really happen a lot in high school. So
do you think maybe the approach of it's a high school sport,
or a hobby versus, you know, a collegiate sport where you're on a scholarship and you have to perform? Do you think perhaps that mentality creates a different atmosphere or a different mindset for students who are in college versus high school?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're there for a reason and you're getting paid to do it. So I think that's a big part of it. Yeah, I think that it's not like necessarily that you have to perform, I think, at least on my team, because my coach is like super like nice about that stuff. Like if you get injured, he's not going to like cut your scholarship or anything like that. It's not like you're under like a ton of pressure, but there is that like pressure to perform because you're on a college team and like you're getting paid to do it. So I kind of think of it like a job sometimes, like a job I enjoy, but like you are kind of getting paid to do it. So, and I'm only like a D3 school. So it's not, I feel like it's not as serious for me, but some of those like D1 schools are getting like full rides to run. So I feel like there's definitely a lot more pressure there.
Interesting. Well, speaking of being a collegiate athlete and training at a different level, walk us through what a typical week in your training usually looks like. For example, what kind of workouts are you consistently doing? Do you have a certain type of workout you focus on? And, you know, what's the average practice time per day? And perhaps also if you can average your weekly mileage for us. Just kind of fill us in on the details of what that looks like week by week. I know it changes, but, you know, usually this is maybe how you train.
Tuesday and Fridays, obviously, if you don't know, have a race on Friday or like the weekend, Tuesday and Fridays will be our workout days. And then Sundays will be our long run days. And so it really does vary. Like, so for indoor, I was doing hardly any mileage, but I'm one of those people that doesn't like a lot of mileage. I like quality over quantity. So I didn't get over 50 miles in indoor, which I probably should have. And my coach had me at that, but my body was really hurting when I went over that. I feel like I was still kind of recovering from cross season and transitioning from high school. But now that I'm in outdoor, I'm training for a 5K race right now. So I'm kind of higher mileage. I'm probably like 61, 62 on the week. But the daily practice times, it's 4 to 6, but on workout days we usually go over. And the typical workouts we do are K's and miles, I would say, like mile repeats. We do a lot of K's. So like since I'm training for the 5K right now, my K's will be at like 5K pace. So I'll do like I think today we're doing 7 1K repeats, but they're at 5K pace. So we'll do, and then we'll get like a little rest, whatever. But that's typically what it looks like. And then we'll do like tempo runs. So those are like the three like workouts my coach likes to cycle, and I like them. And then like maybe every other Sunday, we'll do cut down long runs, which means like the last 5 miles, we'll cut down to like 6 flat, 5:30, whatever. And that's kind of like what the weeks look like. But in the summer, it's like a lot of like harder workouts because we're just training for cross. But yeah.
Do you feel that coaches try to take into account individual athletes' mileage needs and the toll that that takes on their body, and then the events that they're running or competing in for how their training is structured? Or are most distance athletes doing the same workouts together as a team all at the same time?
So I would say it kind of depends. For cross, we're all running the same race, so we're pretty much all doing the same mileage. We have one guy on our team, Ryan O'Rourke is his name. He is like really high mileage usually no matter what. So he'll, even across season, he'll probably be doing more miles than us. That's just what he likes and what works for him. But for the most part, most of us will stay around like 70-ish miles probably for cross. But for track, there's a couple of guys on my team, maybe like two or three of my teammates that focus on the mile in indoor and like the 800. So we'll only hit like probably 55-ish miles a week. And our training is like, I guess we're really more focused on the workouts rather than the easy runs. Like the easy runs, we just do like maybe 6 really easy miles. But yeah, it's different for track because we're all doing different events. And we have a 10K guy, so he's doing like 80 miles a week during track. And then we have a steeplechase guy. So after he races, his body's really sore because it's like a really hard on your body race. And so he'll do like less miles sometimes. So it really kind of depends. But yeah, we adjust it to who's running what and how their body reacts to it.
So piggybacking off of mileage and training and workouts at the collegiate level, what has been the most challenging adjustment coming from a high school team and then moving into collegiate running?
The biggest adjustment is probably just workouts. I think mileage in general, but like mileage isn't that bad. Like because I pretty much doubled my mileage, like because I did not run that many miles in high school. And I went up a lot the start of my freshman year. So it's kind of getting used to mileage, but it's also the workouts and the long runs, everything's like a lot harder. But it's also, there's good adjustments, like your team, like especially since I'm at a small school, my team's like a family, because in high school, it's not, I wouldn't say it's a serious, but in college, we do like everything together. It's kind of like your life pretty much revolves around school and sports. So like you do a lot of stuff with your teammates. So it's pretty cool to see like just the family atmosphere, I guess, and the dedication that's different than high school. But yeah, it is definitely a hard adjustment with mileage, I would say, for me, just because I was not doing that many miles in high school.
Well, I will say when, you know, you went through the recruitment process and your visits, that the majority of coaches have the big picture in mind. And that's something that high school athletes should keep in mind as they're talking to coaches and looking at where they want to visit and attend. Because a coach that has the big picture in mind is not going to jump you into massive mileage straight away,
right,
without any kind of acclimation. And I think the majority of coaches really do try to ease freshmen into that, because that's just a recipe for injury and burnout. And I think your coach has done a very good job of setting you up. And he did say at your visit, you know, as freshmen, we start at this mileage, and then by sophomore year, up to this. And I feel like that's been very similar to your progression. So,
yeah, for sure.
So what are your main goals coming from the cross country and indoor season into outdoor track? What are you looking to achieve? What are you hoping to do?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure yet. Like I said, I've been training for just one 5K. We have a home meet. It's not a very big home meet, but there's a lot of, we have a good pack of guys, and we're all going for like a similar goal, which is sub 15, which in college, like, isn't that crazy of a time. But I think for me, just like as a freshman, I think sub 15 is a good goal, and my teammates are kind of in the same boat. But that, I don't think the 5K is really the race that is best for me, I think, and that I would enjoy the most. I think I'm going to focus on the 1500 and the 800. And the 800, the qualifying time is really hard this year, but I really want to try to get close to it. So my goal to qualify for nationals, I have to run like a 152 flat. My goal is to go like 153 flat, at least get like close to it, because I haven't really run an 800 fresh yet. So that really, my goal is to make it to nationals, but for time goals, probably a 153 in the 800. And then like a 352 maybe in the 1500. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, those are both very high achieving goals. So nothing wrong with shooting for big dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you look ahead to next fall and you become a sophomore and you've made it through your first year of college, what are your main goals for fall, for next year's cross country season, team-wise or individual-wise or both?
I think more individually, just because it kind of is more of an individual sport. But for cross, I'm really excited for what our team can do, because I genuinely think that we could be national champs, because we're going to have one guy that's definitely sub 25 minutes in the 8K, and then four other guys that will be close to 25 flat, which for like NEI is like pretty good. Like my coach did a really good job, like recruiting, I guess, which sounds like, I don't know, but it's true. Like, and our team atmosphere is also really good, which helps. Like, we're all friends. And so I think we're all looking for something big in the season, and we have some good freshmen incoming. One of the guys in our team, his little brother's coming to run, so he'll be a good addition. And then another guy on our team, his old teammate is coming, so we got some good recruits. So I think, honestly, my goal for us is to place at least top five at nationals. I think if we all train hard, we definitely have a chance. And we have like three or four of our top five guys are going to Colorado to like for this kids camp in the summer, and they're training at altitude all summer. So that should be a big help as well. So
I know, speaking from personal experience, I would imagine one of your goals is also to get to run at the conference meet and qualify for nationals and not have food poisoning the night before the race.
Yeah, that really sucks. Train all season and then throw up the night for the race, but hopefully that does not happen again.
Yeah, that would be very unfortunate. Well, what advice would you give to a high school athlete who is currently getting ready to finish up their outdoor track season and their high school career and looking forward to what is next?
I would just say to enjoy it. I mean, for me, I really love my senior year was like my favorite year of high school because you're finishing it out and it's like your last of everything, but you're also, for most people, it's like your fastest you'll ever be in high school. So it's like you're kind of, I don't know, you're just finishing it out strong. And as much as I like college, I do sometimes miss high school. Like some of the things, you know, like I would go home with friends at their school and go back to my house. You know, sometimes I'm a little homesick like that. So some of those things I do really miss about high school. And I would just say, yeah, like, cherish the moments that you're in high school because you're never going to get them back. And if you're in your senior year, you're almost done. So yeah, just really live in the moment, I guess.
I'd agree. That's great advice. Not to take it for granted.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one last question I have for you today, Camden, is if you could go for a run anywhere in the world, where would it be?
I would say the Swiss Alps, probably out in Switzerland. I think it would be beautiful, number one, and it'd be some good altitude training. So I think it's two birds, one stone. I think it'd be a super cool experience to be able to run there. So
it's a great answer. Hopefully one day you can get there and enjoy a run in the Swiss Alps.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That would.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today, Camden, and I wish you all the best in your outdoor season and beyond.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to today's Blue Water Running Podcast. I cannot wait to feature more cross-country and track and field athletes from our area. And stay tuned, because it just might be you. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share and subscribe. And if you have an idea for a great topic or guest, please feel free to contact Blue Water Running through the website links or the show notes. You can follow Blue Water Running on Instagram, X, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. You can also find our meet race reports at www.bluewaterrunning.org. Until next time, I'll leave you with this quote by Frank DeVito. If it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you.